Om Shanti. This morning we have the fortune of having Sister Dipti with us. Okay, so Sister Dipti comes from South Africa. She has a lifelong experience with Baba. I know her from the youth retreats mainly. And she's the figure in those retreats. She's part of a group of seniors who's sustaining the retreat, and she's the motherly figure. She will sit by the side, and while she's not giving a talk, she will sit there and observe everyone to see if they're okay. And she's the one you would go to if you feel sick physically. She's the one you would go to if you don't feel okay emotionally. She's the one you would go to if you don't have something clear spiritually. So she's kind of a go-to person. I really enjoy her classes for two reasons mainly. They're very practical and deep. And also what I like is you get always the feeling that this is something that comes from within, from an experience, something that she's been working on herself, so it's never only theoretical. So, purity in relationships, looking forward to it. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti, good morning. It's a lovely topic because our life is about relationships. We are learning at this time the art of relationships. Because the beauty of the Golden Age, and what makes the Golden Age, is that we have good relationships. Yeah? And that's what makes it heaven. That we have a natural relationship with each one that is so pure and so clean and so lovely. But that's not going to happen by itself. It's about the investment in relationships at this time. But Baba always brings us to a point of saying that it's not out there, it's what's happening in here. Because when this is okay inside, then everything outside will be okay. Now, one of the energies of impurity is blame. And it may not look like an impurity, but it is a very powerful distractor where the energy goes out blaming something or someone for the process. And yet Baba teaches us that the journey is one where I take accountability for myself. If I'm okay, if I'm light, I'm bright, I'm sincere, then the souls in my journey will feel it. Where there's purity, there's no force. In impurity, there's force. In purity, I don't need to make souls believe something. They will experience something. In impurity, I need to prove. And once Baba talked about the Murli on truth, Baba said, truth never has to be proven. Truth is just lived. I don't have to show something and I don't have to prove it. I just have to be. And so Baba teaches us all the methods that help us to start with the journey inside. And this year, for 2019, I felt that my theme was three words that were shared by Daddy Janki. And I kept the chart on it and I worked on it and I'm looking at myself deeply through it. And Daddy had shared three words in the beginning of the year, and it's been a theme that she's kept through the year. And that is Satyata, Safaita, and Saralta. Let there be truth, cleanliness, and simplicity. And I found that that has been a beautiful base of this journey. Because the whole journey is to come back to my true being. Over the cycle, we have created so many layers. And some of those layers become thinner and thinner, but they're still there. And because those layers are there, I'm seeing myself through the layers, the lens of those layers. And I'm not reflecting and deflecting and showing the real me. When I live my life with truth, I'm not living my life through my sin scars, but I'm living my life through my original qualities. It's a deep question to ask the self. Just from this morning till now, what was moving you? Was it your sanskars or was it your original qualities? Because our sanskars are so automated, you know. We have certain sanskars and they make us behave in a certain way. They make us speak in a certain way. They make us act in a certain way, and it's so automatic. But when I'm stepping into my being, when I'm stepping into my truth, I'm operating from my original self. Where the dominance in my journey is at peace, no matter what. It's the pure love. It's the purity. It's the spiritual power. No matter what happens within our journey, it's about knowing what we invest in. I had an interesting experience this year where I had to go through a certain settlement in my journey. And reflecting after that, it was very beautiful to see that over the years, just being committed very quietly to stay true to my original self, that at the time of need, it's that original self that carried me. It wasn't my sanskars that carried me. Yeah? And let me just elaborate on that. For example, if something happens, say, to the body, and if I'm operating from my original self, then no matter how dramatic the scene may be, I will still be peaceful. But if I'm operating from my sanskars, then fear or panic can set in quite easily. With me? And so it's a very beautiful thing for me to see what it means to operate from that stage of truth and to constantly check clearly. And I find for myself that chart has been very nice. And I ask myself, Dipti, what's driving you today? Is it your qualities? Or is it those sanskars that are just beneath the surface? And those sanskars don't have to be bad sanskars. But the reality is that those sanskars are very connected to the end of the cycle. Because we've come with them. So I may not be a bad person, but am I divine? It's a big difference, isn't it? Yeah? So what we're trying to activate is our divinity. I often ask myself, Dipti, is your good good enough? Because if I settle for just good, I won't become divine. And so this journey with the self begins from that space of truth. And I have to be true to myself. And if I stay true to myself, then my relationships naturally are sustainable from that level of truth. When I am truthful, people will feel safe with me. Because it's a vibration. I think of Dadiji. Dadiji has taught me so much. You know, in this time in Madhuban, part of my efforts is even throughout the year, I say to myself, I choose somebody. And I say, today I'm going to spend the day with you. So sometimes I choose Dadiji. And then for the whole day, I take Dadiji with me. Yeah? And then I say, so Daddy, how do you respond in relationships? And then I remember her words. And she would always say, respect first. Because that was Dadiji's speciality. Yeah? So, and I love it because it's like you have elevated company. It has taught me so much of how to use your time in an entertaining way. So, in the time that I've been here in Madhuban, the room where I've been sleeping in, just outside the room, was the picture of the 8 dadis. And I thought, yo, 8 of you one time. But I'm happy to spend time with you all. Huh? And it's been wonderful. So when I get up in the morning and before I even go for Amrit Vela, I just open the door and I look at the dadis. All 8 of them. And I thought, each one of you is so different. And yet each one of you has taught me so much about how to live. Yeah? And so part of that journey, if I look at, as I was talking about Dadiji, and the quality of truth, is Daddy's ability to give respect and regard. I felt in the time that we experienced Dadiji reading the Murli, I felt always that Dadiji delivered truth. You know when a mouth delivers something? Dadiji, when she read the Murli, I felt like she was delivering truth. But one of the backdrop of truth is respect. If I'm truthful and if I don't have respect, that truth will never serve. And that was the speciality of Dadi. That Dadi was the messenger of truth. But her every interaction was extremely full of respect. You know, when I sometimes speak to our family in Pandav Bhavan, and you know, when you speak to all these souls who have been dedicated to the Yajna for so long, and then I often just ask them, tell me something of what you learned. How did Dadiji treat you? How were certain structures created? And each one of them, regardless of what department they ran or what they did, they would say, Daddy's love and respect. Yeah? that love and respect has been so true that years later, those structures are still maintained. It's a sustainable investment. With me? Because sometimes souls can do certain things, but if it's not from a real space, then when the scene changes, they go back to their own way of doing things. But that is investment of truth with respect and love created sustaining relationships. And so just that whole aspect of how much do I stay in my truth and how much do I allow that truth to come across in my relationships. Truth is a deep, deep sense of realness. Yeah. Truth comes from that space where I'm able to be sincere so that souls feel safe. You know, today in the world, safety is a very important energy. On a physical, emotional, spiritual level, people want to feel safe. And they don't feel safe through your words. They feel safe through your vibration. Many people can say many things and you think, something doesn't match. Because the vibration is not matching the words. So when there's real truth in my being, there's a safe energy because souls feel that vibration. The other energy is that of cleanliness. Daddy had shared about cleanliness. And I've been working on these three words and just that feeling that truth is a stage of being. Cleanliness is my response to relationships and things. When I'm clean, that means I hold no agenda. I am who I am, and I will do the best that I can. And when there's cleanliness, there's no residue. When something is clean, you don't have to clean up after that. So when relationships are clean, they don't take up too much time. When the relationships are clean, there isn't this energy of, you know, today people say they don't have time. But if you look at where people's time often goes, is in repair work. Think about it. Where are they spending a lot of that time? They're trying to sort out the relationship, they're trying to repair the relationship, they're trying to invest in that relationship. You know, if you look at Didi, this morning I was looking at Didi and I was thinking, I remember what Daddy Baba says about you, you're so pure and clean. And when you look at Didi, she's clean. You know, it's like clear and clean. And that energy of cleanliness is where the heart holds nothing else. And this is also deeply connected to what Sister Gopi was sharing yesterday. Is that the chit, that energy that one has stayed absorbed in, when that is cleaned out, then in my relationships, I'm present. If I'm not present in the relationship, I may be with you now, but I'm thinking about the past of that relationship. Because that memory or that energy of the past that absorbed me is still holding itself. So this whole journey of staying clean. And you know, once Baba talked about it, and I love the point that Baba had shared. I think it was in the 1969 Murali, where Baba said, you know who's the most dangerous person? You remember that, Murali? Who's the most dangerous person? The one who's something on the outside and something else on the inside. There's a 69 Murali in which Baba used those words very clearly. Who is the most dangerous person? When they're one thing on one side and something else on the other side. But when I'm clean, there's only one me. Yeah. So I always think about the story of Hanuman. That when his heart was opened, there was only one Ram. Yeah. So what are the feelings that are inside my heart? And if my feelings stay clean, a lot of our energies are saved. It's when those feelings get mixed and those feelings have emotions that are all entangled in them, that's when there's a lot of hard work. Then there's mixture. Then you have to try and sort it all out. So first when there's a truth, and then from my state of being, where I'm in the stage of truth, then my interaction with you is clean. I am who I am. This is who I am. There's a cleanliness in my being. My heart is clean. My intentions are clean. And I offer you as I am. And when you stay clean, you give the other person the permission to be the same. And the third aspect is simplicity. Keep it simple. We like complicate things too much. We think too much. Truth is very essenceful. You know, when something is natural, it's beautiful and it's simple. When it's artificial, you have the bling blings. You know, you have to prove it and you have to show it in a certain way and you have to package it in a certain way. But that which is original has its own beauty and its own naturalness. And it's simple. You don't need props in your life. You know what's props? Things to hold you up, you know, that creates your image. When there isn't that clean space inside, then I have to have all these images that I create, and that's what creates my identity. I often ask myself, Dipti, if all those props were dropped, are you still who you are? You know, like a building, for example, a building can be held up by many scaffoldings, the things that hold the building. But if all those scaffoldings are taken away, can the building still stand? You know? So even in my life, simplicity is that space where all these other things that are my so-called props, I'm able to drop them. And it's okay. Because the heart is in the right place. My being is held by truth. And then what happens is when the soul is able to stay in its truth, it's able to stay clean, and it's able to stay simple in the space of naturalness, then there's a deep space of security within my being. A lot of complications in relationships come because of insecurity. My life is in Baba's hands, and my life is dictated by my pure karma. No human being creates my life. It's as simple as that. And so, what I keep quietly investing in, my life is not an advertised journey, it's a quiet investment that I do every day for myself. And when I'm able to invest in the self every day, the soul's relationship with Baba becomes one that is committed and real and authentic. And it's like Baba and I are working through this together. Then no matter what the journey brings up, the soul is able to stay secure. Because my security is not based on my drama. My security is based on my relationship with God and my pure karma, both. God and pure karma. I can't just say, well, I have Baba and I'm okay. I need Baba and I need to perform pure karma. The pure karma will look after me. Because why we need pure karma? Because at this time we take a loan of a body. We have a body. And in order for the purification to happen, and the right energies to serve me, I have to perform pure karma through this body. Because only through the purification through this body will that energy support my journey. So sometimes souls say, yes, I have a good relationship with Baba, I'm okay. But it's not enough. And it is, that is another energy of pure karma, is then also revealed through my interaction in service. So, I invest in that way, and that's what creates the security within the soul. And when the soul is inwardly secure, it doesn't have to assert itself. It just has to be. You know, how often in our journey there's this extra energy of needing to prove, needing to assert, needing to be acknowledged, needing to be recognized. That are all energies of assertion. That means a little force. You know, imagine a deity trying to assert themselves. It doesn't even suit them, isn't it? To say, hey, this is who I am. Can you see this is who I am? That's not the energy of a deity. That's not even the energy of an angel. And so when there's this deep level of security within my being, then I'm able to pass through many things. It doesn't matter what my role is. It doesn't matter what my context is. The part of the soul is eternally played out. Purity in relationships comes from a space where I enact my part, regardless of my role. You see, sometimes we mix role and part. So, when I'm caught up in my role, that means I'm a sister, I live in the center, I come from here, I have this designation, I have this responsibility. These are all parts of my role. And those can change anytime. But the part is I'm an elevated soul, which is very different. I'm an elevated soul who at this time has a part to play with God at the confluence age. And when I stay connected to my part, my security will be real and natural. If in any way I connect myself through my role, that will change, because this drama keeps changing. And if I keep holding on to a certain role, then if that gets shaken, I get shaken. So when I'm able to stay stable and steady in my part, then there's a deep, deep security within the self. When all of that is first in place, then we can see purity in relationships regarding others. Because purity in relationships starts with an attitude. Remember the first Murali Baba spoke this season? It was a very beautiful Murali. You remember it? On the 17th of October, right? The first Murali of the season. It was a very beautiful Murali. I loved it so much. This Baba was talking about just that whole aspect of relationships. And Baba was talking about how our attitude creates a vibration, and our vibration then creates an atmosphere. Yeah? And Baba in that same Murali said very nicely that when that attitude is in the right place, then an atmosphere is created. And when an atmosphere is created, souls naturally feed from that atmosphere. And so if somebody has a negative attitude and you're walking into a negative atmosphere, and if you are the third person that has walked into it, you already become part of it. You can feel that energy. But if your attitude is in the right space and it's pure, and you create that atmosphere, like when we come to Madhuban, no matter how we may have felt, but because of the elevated atmosphere of Madhuban, certain thoughts just dissolve. Because it's the support of the vibration of this atmosphere that dissolves certain energies. So even in my relationship with others, I can't use this time to sort out one relationship at a time. We don't have the time for that. But let me create such a powerful attitude within my being. And for me, it has come really from the space, in my personal experiment, it has come from the space of truth, cleanliness, and simplicity. I really experimented with it this year. And I thank Daddy so much, because it had helped me so much in this journey of creating purity within my own attitude. These three energies helped me in the purity of my attitude. And when that attitude becomes pure, then automatically an atmosphere is supportive of that space. And then souls who walk into that atmosphere take the support of those elevated vibrations. If that attitude is not pure, I will always have a subtle vibration of taking. And I always remind myself, taking is always at a cost. You take from anything or anyone, there's a cost. And the cost is you will be obliged to that soul. No? So, when I'm able to hold that feeling in that way, of that pure atmosphere, then souls naturally in that environment will elevate that energy. So the pure relationships automatically develop, and they develop through an atmosphere. So what is my responsibility when it comes to relationships? It's not try to fix every relationship. My duty is to create an elevated atmosphere. So that in that atmosphere, souls develop courage. Souls develop enthusiasm. Souls develop the ability to get inspired. And that is purity in relationships. When Baba comes, and when we meet Baba, Baba's drishti and Baba's attitude and the way Baba sees us elevates us almost automatically. He doesn't have to do it individually with each one. When we're just in that company, it lifts us. So pure relationships in that way is created from that space. And connected to that attitude is also what I think it was in that same Murli, where Baba said very nicely, and I did deep checking in my own self when Baba had said that. Baba said that a knowledgeful soul is able to see what is right and what is wrong. They're not naive to it. So for example, if they can see another soul and something is maybe wrong and something is maybe right, they're knowledgeful about it. So you're not naive. But Baba said a key word there. Don't put it in your mind. Don't put it in your heart. Yeah? That was the key line when it came to purity in relationships. So it's not that you're naive. It's not that you don't know soul's defects and soul's goodness. And you see it. We're not oblivious to it. We see it. But what we do with it is important. And Baba said, "Dil mein nahi rakhna." Don't put it in your heart. Because what's in your heart affects your attitude. If it's in your heart, it's going to come out. It's going to reflect itself through your attitude. And so just that whole first energy of understanding atmosphere, understanding that whole area of staying knowledgeful. Another aspect that I spent a lot of time doing my own subtle checking was a Murli Baba spoke many years ago, but I loved it, where Baba said a pure soul is never impresses or never gets impressed. Remember that, Murli? A pure soul never tries to impress or never gets impressed. And it's very subtle because on one side can be our own insecurities, and on the other side could be also our copper-aged devotional sanskars. Yeah? And those sanskars get easily impressed. Wow, you're so good. Yeah? So... and then when they're around, we feel nice and high. And then when they go, we feel flat. That's not a sustaining energy. No. So when we see something good in someone, really to appreciate it. But don't let it drop your self-respect. That's the difference. Sometimes people get so impressed that they drop their self-respect. So when I'm dropping my self-respect, when that scene is over, I'm weak. because I've dropped something. But equally enough, to be a soul that is secure in their self-respect and take your self-respect from Baba's drishti every day. Don't move away from that drishti until you convince what God is trying to say to you. It's lovely. Sometimes I say to Baba, I'm not going to move. I'm going to sit right here. And I'm just going to look into your eyes. And you have to talk to me. And Baba's drishti never tells a lie. God's drishti holds truth. And God's drishti can see in you what you can never see in yourself. But this is the confluence age at time where Baba has come to meet me. And he's come to see me through these eyes. But do I look into those eyes enough? The gift of the confluence age is Baba's drishti. And when I can feel the confidence and the love and the support from Baba's drishti, I won't feel the need to impress. It's so, doesn't match, isn't it? Because one is such a high frequency where Baba's drishti is so incredibly elevating. And in contrast to that, to try and impress someone feels so low frequency, isn't it? And so when I can feel Baba's drishti in that way, at a deep, deep level, the soul will stay stable. Neither will I want to impress, neither do I get impressed. But I stay honest. For me, that middle line is honesty. Because each side is where I move away from that honest space of my being. And so, in my journey with souls, I'm able to stay honest. And it's a very, very beautiful feeling of purity in relationships then. Because there's a stable energy. And part of that is if the soul is clean inside, then it can be loving and detached, and that's purity. If the soul is not clean, it's going to get pulled by something. But when there's a cleanliness in my being, then I can love you. I'm not afraid to love you, because I'm safe, but I'm detached. And detached means I stay clean. That's what detachment is, to stay clean. You know, often when we talk about familiarity in relationships, it's an element of unclean energy settling in, where there's this give and take energy which has become very active. But in this purity and this cleanliness, I can be a loving soul, but I'm free and I'm clean. It's a very beautiful energy. In the space of purity in relationships, I have only two relationships with you. I'm either serving you or I'm cooperating with you. In this journey of my life, with Brahmins, we need to offer cooperation. No matter who's doing whatever task, let me cooperate. Even if it means that I'm not present in the scene itself, it doesn't stop me from cooperating. I remember just recently before I came, there was a group of medical, there was a values in healthcare program at the center, and there was all these new souls that had come to Baba's house, and they were busy with the program in the hall, and I wasn't there. I was towards the kitchen, and I just looked through the small window that we had, and I felt so much love for them. You know, I thought, yeah, you made it to God's house after 5,000 years. You know, it's like it's no small thing. No matter, even if souls come by so-called coincidence, any soul that steps into God's house is a very, very happy moment because they've arrived home. Yeah? So no matter who's in front, it doesn't matter. Cooperate with good energy. Because when you cooperate with good energy, that soul will benefit from Baba's house. It's not, it's their program. You don't have to be anywhere in sight, but you can be very present in your vibration. And that's cooperation. With Brahmins, our duty is to cooperate. We don't serve Brahmins, we cooperate with them because their journey has happened. And our respectful, flowing vibration supports their journey. But with all souls, I need to serve. And these are the only two energies that I have a commitment to in relationships. Nothing else. My commitment is I need to serve you, or I need to cooperate with you. Whatever the need is at this moment. If other energies come in, then mixture starts. And when you're able to be clear about that, your life can be quite natural. You know, it's not like, I mean, if I look at my own journey, I'm a very happy-go-lucky person. I'm not too complicated. I get claustrophobic if you make me serious. But that energy can come just from that space of knowing what is my responsibility in any relationship. And that which is not my responsibility, let me not overstep the line. Because this overstepping the line creates a karmic burden. And so, purity in relationships in that way is a very beautiful space that we create within ourselves. And even though there may be certain areas in our life where there is a karmic account, and in every other area of your life, you're able to use all this easily. But there's maybe one or two individuals that you have a little bit more struggle with. Settle that account with royalty. And how do we settle it with royalty? It's before trying to sort it out with them, sort it out with God. Just take that soul every day in front of Baba at Amrit Vela and clean the relationship out before you even try and do it with them physically. Because on a physical level, many things could be misunderstood. But we at this time have to settle some karmic accounts. But how we settle them is important. And it's with royalty. My test of passing is that I stay in my royalty. And I can only stay in my royalty is when I bring Baba into the picture. When I allow Baba just working with that energy. I know many years ago when I just came to Baba, I thought, wow, Baba, you've come. But then my Lokic family was not keen about my journey. But I remember speaking to Daddy Janki, and Daddy had said to me, when I said to Daddy, oh, I think I have a karmic account with, and before I could even finish the word, she closed my mouth. She said, no karma, no karma. And that's the first thing. If you make something a feeling of, oh, it's my karma, it grows into a karmic account. But if something is just there, and she signaled to me, she said, have powerful Amritvela and place the soul in front of Baba every day. First you have good yoga, and then every day just place the soul in front of Baba. And in a very short time, I got so much cooperation from my Lokic family. Everything was clean and fine, but with royalty. You know? And really this is the time in our drama where we have to settle accounts with royalty. Because royalty goes with purity. And Baba spoke a lot about the royalty, the purity of royalty, and the royalty of truth. They all go together. So, it's a very lovely feeling, and you know, just stay free from blame, as we started off with. Don't get distracted. Do the real work and the energies will clear up. Don't ever make any soul your blockage. Never. Because then you're targeting the wrong perpetrator. It's not any soul. It's the vices. So don't create blockage for your own self by getting absorbed by some human being who you think is making you suffer. Impurity is connected with suffering. Purity is connected with happiness. So if I want to have purity in my relationships, I need to clean those relationships up by dissolving the sorrow. Nobody's going to do it for me. I have to make up my mind. Do I want to stay in that sorrow or do I want to clean that sorrow out? Because as long as there's sorrow in relationships, the impurity will hold you. And that's why then Baba had highlighted in that same Murli, I think. But I loved how Baba said, you just remember the homework I gave you, Baba said, give blessings and take blessings. It's the journey of purity in relationships is to have good wishes. Wish the highest for every soul and don't feel afraid to offer them the best opportunity. Because whatever in their drama will happen in any case. Yeah? So don't feel insecure and don't ever feel jealous because you're a waste of your time. Because all you're doing is you're providing an opportunity for the best of that soul to blossom. Because it's already destined in their part. And if you hold that high vision for them, you can journey together. And that creates satyug. So when they talk about pure relationships and this brotherly vision, it's about a feeling of you are mine. We are part of the same family. And so if we are part of the same family, my energy towards you will be always benevolent. It won't want anything less than benevolence within that space. Yeah? It's such a lovely topic. I love relationships. It's my golden age at laboratory. Yeah? Any questions? Any thoughts? Anything you'd like to add? No. Good. Eh? Doesn't seem like it. We're all happy and content.
Yes, like you said, relationships is what the whole cycle is all about. And I always wonder, in Golden Age, Baba has given us the outline of what relationships will be like. But I wonder, the relationship that a parent will have with their children, or a couple will have with themselves, how different it will be from that relationship with others. I mean, it's all pure, we know. But there's a reason that they are born together or living together. I just wonder if there's any difference.
Nice question. I think there will be a difference because that's what creates love, the parent-child relationship or the couple relationship. But I think sometimes we look at it in the backdrop of relationships of the Iron Age, where the contrast is so extreme. And I think that's where the big difference is, because in the Iron Age relationships, everything's become so extreme at this time. But Golden Age relationships, there's a subtlety and a balance. So there will be a closeness, and you will enjoy a mother and child. But at the same time, if there's somebody else, it won't be such a vast difference in the kind of vibration there. But there will be an identification, because you are the child and there's a mother. So that, it will be there, but not in the backdrop of how I think the Iron Age moments are. This is where we really see the contrast and we begin to wonder. You know? Because I think everything in the Iron Age is so dramatic. Yeah. And in the Golden Age, it's so harmoniously unfolding. Yeah. Yeah. Once somebody, when they finished the course, they said something very beautiful, and I thought it was a nice thing they said. She said to me, "Shoo, in my whole life I've been a drama queen. But now I feel like a queen in the drama." Isn't it nice? My whole life I was a drama queen. But now that I've done the course, I feel like a queen in the drama. You see the difference? It's like, so there in the Golden Age, because every soul is secure, there's never self-assertion. You don't have to prove yourself. You don't have to say who are you are. It will just be a natural flow of the highest energies, compared to now, where it's so dramatic and erratic and panicked. You know, amount of young children these days that have to get all these drops because of their anxiety attacks. Just because of relationships. You know? Big, big difference. We're going to see such a big difference. And it's not too long now. Yeah. Anybody else? Okay.
I feel when there is karma, I think it's more difficult when there is karma to maintain pure feelings and pure wishes and purity in general. Do you have any tips?
So that's why the whole aspect is that before you're trying to even sort it out with the person, you know, we're talking about the royalty of the relationship is melt the relationship with Baba first, you know. Just upload them every day, whether they want to come or not, you upload them, you know, and you put them in front of Baba. You know, the kind of shift I find it has in relationships then is so different. And it was one of the dadis I remember reading. Not sure which dadi, but she had shared that the sustaining energy to clear karma is respect. You know, because when there's a karmic account, the first thing you drop because of a reactive energy is respect. So no matter what is happening, just at every cost. One is that yogi energy with Baba, but the second one is like if you are with somebody in the center or in your home or in your work, whatever. If you stay committed to respecting the soul, regardless of what buttons they're pressing within you, over a period of time you shift that energy. Because respect is a very elevated energy. It's like your defense. It's your weapon as such, your elevated weapon. to respond to that soul. And so one of the things we do when there's karma is in our attitude, our respect for that soul diminishes, whether we acknowledge it or not. And so on my side, I have to see that I build that respect up once again. And when there's that genuine respect, the soul will not have the courage to sustain that behavior. Because you are pumping out something that's becoming like a pure fortress that the other cannot filter through.
What you just said, love and respect. Now, we can, in any relationship, if it's not going well, we can say, okay, the other one is a soul, I'm a soul. You know, try using the intellect maybe, and have love. That could be possible. But respect is not that easy.
That's it.
Love can still come. But respect is higher than that.
Yes. And so
it has to be earned, I think, sometimes, isn't it? You can't say, "Oh, I'm very good, I'm fine," and then people respect you, and you know you are totally different. Actually, everybody can see through me or you.
You see, we only drop our respect for another soul when my self-respect is challenged. My respect for you will only drop when my self-respect is challenged. Think about what I'm just sharing. So, if I'm finding it difficult to give deep respect to another soul, the work I have to do is to see how pure is my self-respect. Because if my, and I've used the word specifically pure self-respect, because it's that purity of my being, of who I am. And if I can hold that deeply enough, then I don't even have to say to you that I'm giving you respect. It will just vibrate because I have a presence. Self-respect creates a presence. And that presence will command the respect. I don't have to say I respect you, or I don't have to say you have to respect me. I have to stay in my swaman, and in swaman, that man, that self-respect, will create a presence that will command the respect from you. And the sign that that respect is maintained is certain souls, even if there's a karmic irritation or a karmic whatever, they won't, I was going to use a very graphic word, but I'll hold back on that word. They won't just throw it all over you. They'll hold back because there's a presence that is there. But only if you hold that deep self-respect will you create that fortress, the pure fortress. But if within you, it's like sometimes certain souls may be feeling so many things, but when they come in front of Daddy and they say, "I'm going to say this and that and that," and then Daddy looks at them and they keep quiet. Because it's an energy that's already there, which is a protective energy. But even with a soul that, it may not be Daddy, it may be somebody you're living with. You know? And if there's something that is there, if you just really, and you must have swaman and no judgment. Because it's the judgment that creates the reaction. You know, even if I think I'm better than you, because I've stayed calm and you are jumping, it's a judgment. And that judgment is going to create another reaction. So one is to stay in your self-respect, but this is purity in relationship where I don't hold judgment. And it's not easy, but it's a checking point. I just have to ask myself, Dipti, are you judging? Just ask yourself frankly, Dipti, are you judging? If you say yes, you say, yes, I am judging. And then you have to change it. But you have to check. Judgment is that element of impure relationship. It's a trigger. It's from your Raja Pradhan to your Tamo Pradhan space of behavior. In Sattva Pradhan behavior, there's no judgment. Okay, Divine Souls, Om Shanti.